The Maryland General Assembly convened for its annual 90-day session yesterday, and it's already unlike any session the state has seen before. WYPR's Rachel Bay is here to tell us how lawmakers have adjusted their long-held traditions for a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. And Rachel, we knew going into this session it was going to be different. We knew that committees will be meeting virtually and that lobbyists and members of the public will not be allowed in the buildings without appointments. What struck you as the biggest difference on the first day?
That lack of people is a big difference. Normally, the first day is filled with huge crowds and a lot of ceremony. Legislators bring their families, county executives, the Baltimore mayor, members of the Maryland congressional delegation, and former elected officials frequently make appearances. The governor or lieutenant governor will address each chamber. None of that happened yesterday. Senate President Bill Ferguson addressed this aspect, that lack of the public being there, while speaking with reporters yesterday afternoon.
Legislatures are about convening people to solve a state's problems. It is very difficult to do that in a remote, in a virtual, and even in a protected session. There is just the engagement that happens of those off-chance encounters that help maybe solve or raise the importance of an issue. It hit me how different this session is going to be and how hard it will be.
It's not just about how quiet the hallways are. There are usually receptions hosted by different lobbyists and advocacy groups, and lawmakers and staff will meet for meals or drinks at Annapolis restaurants and bars, and all of that is gone this year as well, which really changes the tenor of the session.
Last year, the session ended early for the first time since the Civil War to prevent lawmakers and their staff from getting or spreading COVID-19. What sort of precautionary measures is the legislature taking this year to keep everyone from getting sick?
Well, as you mentioned, committee meetings are virtual. Notably, the Senate and the House won't be meeting for their floor sessions every day. For example, neither chamber is meeting today. I need to emphasize that that is really unusual. In a typical year, they meet on the floor every weekday, even if there's very little to vote on that day. And when they meet this year, their floor sessions look physically different. In the Senate, members' desks appear to be in these tall plexiglass boxes. Ferguson joked yesterday that he doesn't know what to call these boxes. He was calling them pods. Senator Paul Pinsky from Prince George's County offered a suggestion.
Mr. President, earlier you talked about what do we call these things? You mentioned pods, and I frequently explain that they're like 47 telephone booths. But then I find myself having to explain what a telephone booth is.
Meanwhile, in the House, half of the members are in a sort of annex in a different building with a communication link to the main chamber. All senators are required to get COVID tests twice a week, and their staff are required to get weekly tests. And House members and their staff are also encouraged to get tested. And there are health screenings when you enter the building, including a thermal camera that scans your body to see if you are running a fever.
Given all of these precautions, why are lawmakers meeting in person at all? Couldn't they do it otherwise?
The state constitution specifies that the General Assembly must meet in Annapolis. To pass laws, a majority of members of each chamber must be present and their votes must be recorded. That's all in the state constitution. The Attorney General's office has warned that if lawmakers meet virtually or even meet physically, but not at the statehouse complex for voting on those bills, someone could challenge the laws they pass as invalid.
And obviously, lawmakers would not want that to happen. The session's now underway. Lawmakers have another 89 days before sine die comes April 12th. WYPR State House reporter Rachel Bay will keep us informed in the weeks to come. Rachel, thank you so much for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure.